This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. I had a ewe that had taken over a corner of my house. An arborist friend of mine said, "It's beautiful, don't get rid of it." One gardener's dream is another's nightmare. I didn't want that heavy-looking thing there anymore. So, with a truck, a winch, a log chain, and a teenager, we got her done. Pictures are on gardenbite.com. The next question that I'd been pondering for a while was what to plant in that location. I knew I wanted a taller ornamental tree that I could underplant and that offered seasonal interest, not a small order. Originally, I planned on a smoke bush, but there just isn't enough sun in that location. I decided to go with a crabapple and headed to my local nursery. I immediately got service. Okay, well, they know me well, too. I told the owner what I wanted, and he led me to his suggestion. It's called Firebird. I have some videos. Please note that I kept saying fireside. Oops. I was just so excited. Anyway, it's important to properly remove and root prune your purchase. These are investments, so take your time. Also, dig a proper hole. All that's on gardenbite.com. Planting at soil level allows for those upper roots to get the moisture and nutrients they need and helps prevent circling roots. I used an organic fish fertilizer from Dram that's fortified with kelp. It's from their Dramatic line. It's the same formulation that's used by professional growers. Check out all the pictures and videos along with more information about the Firebird crabapple and my you send-off. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to creeksidesoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.